You could use comparative deletions, so you could offer the same behavior in a different context, which would basically be a reframe. Number eight, or chunk up to a common intent, which gives you a mind read. What, when, how, plus exclusive or. For example, I can't decide if I should take the trainer's training or go home. You could say, so if you don't do what you want, how will you learn what you need to learn? Yeah.
Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Or you're assuming they want to take the train. Oh, that was an assumption, wasn't it?
No, there's no assumption there. Doing what they want could be either. Or example, somebody says, should I stay in this relationship or not? The response is, how will you ever be able to relate to anyone if you aren't free to do what you want?
Presupposing that they want to do what they want, they don't feel free enough. Right?
I don't know. You got to let the client fill in the blanks wherever they do. On this one, I'm leaving it a little blank. I'm saying, client says, should I stay in this relationship or not? I'm looking at, okay, what are the what's the major presuppositional construction there?
Should.
It's an or, isn't it?
Well, they say should.
Stay in this relationship or not. That's an or.
Well, then that's a should.
So I'm going to chunk up to a common intent. Which is relating, exactly. And you say, how are you going to relate to anyone if you aren't free to do what you want?
So why did you come up with free to do what you want? Was that the mind read that maybe that's what he wants, the freedom?
Yeah, sure. If you chunk up to relating, or if you chunk up to freedom, you're not going to have your mind around everything. No, by the way, the first example that we talked about was one way to do quantum linguistics. These are other ways.
Oh.
Yeah. Number nine, ordinal. Reverse order and apply one on top of another. So if somebody gives a list, example is, I don't know why I do it before I, example is, I need to know why I do it before I change what I do. Response is, so why don't you change how you do it? Okay.
You have to be able to think really fast.
That's
not only fast, but you got to like be able to hold the picture while somebody's like throwing crazy stuff out and still keep your outcome, like where you're trying to, you know, without feeding them your stuff.
It's a whole different language.
It's
just, it's
all.
It's how he speaks. He can't talk in another way. That's how he talks.
Yeah, that's how you talk. How excited are you going to be when you deliver your question to your client and you see them go and you see their problem disappear?
It's a good thing, Chris, why I'm here.
Because you've trusted your unconscious.
Yes. I want
to
look.
Oh, God. Did you just hear him? He just gave it to you. That's the son.
Isn't this fun?
Yeah. No, it's learning that language.
Okay.
So
remember what Pregoni said.
It's not the Socratic kind of thing, is it?
What's that?
Socratic method.
The Socratic method was kind of like that as well.
Yeah.
Asking questions that caused people to...
But did he have a mind read in there?
Yes.
Okay. Was NLP?
Possibly. Possibly there was a mind read in there. Well, remember what Pregoni said. Pregoni said... No, Pregoni said that whenever entropy increases, there's a bifurcation point, at which point there's either more entropy or new order. Right. Oh, so by the way, let's take a look at a couple of things. The old model. Let's look at the old model. The old model is cause and effect as a presupposition. As we think of everything that we've been talking about here so far today in quantum physics, cause and effect is a presupposition. The past creates the present and the future. There's an objective world. Here's the new model. Cause and effect is proven by quantum physics. As you can't see anything outside of you that isn't you, and the observer and the observer always affect that which is observed. Everything is created in the now, and we can transcend time. We are intimately connected to all that there is. That means we have all the resources of the known universe available to us. And whatever you think you are, you're always more than that. So even if you think that you're confused and you're going to have challenges with this, you're always more than that. Here's the old model. I have to know everything. That's the old model. Brains, neurons, neurotransmitters, organs is all separate. Separation of others and me. The new model is confusion precedes a higher level of order. Yep. So it's a good thing to be confused now. Holographic model of the universe as well as our nervous system. That's prebrim. Non-locality of information. Penfield talked about that and integrated into NLP. And that also comes from the Aspect experiment in Paris where they actually applied Bell's theorem. And everyone and everything is totally interconnected. So this is the new model. Prebrim says that the human nervous system is a hologram of the universe, which means that at any moment when you think about it, no matter what you think you are, you're always more than that. And since that's so, I know we've talked about a lot of language things and stuff, but because that's so, no matter what you think you are, you're always more than that. That means that you have all these resources available to you. All you got to do is tap into them. And it may require trusting your unconscious mind. So I may send you into an exercise where you don't feel that you're fully going to know what you're doing. And that's designed that way. Because it's going to force you to trust your unconscious. Now. Well, the fact is that at any moment when you think about it, no matter what you think you are, you're always more than that. So you may think that you can't trust that you have all the resources available to you that you need to succeed at this exercise. Like it's all right there inside, and you can. You just need to trust your unconscious mind and trust that you have everything you need to do this exercise well. And because your unconscious is here and hears everything that I say, then your unconscious probably knows already more about this than you think you do consciously. And that means you could just open your mouth and let something come out and you may find that it's brilliant as you think about it now. Good. So, also remember that reality is a construction of space, time, matter, and energy. We create what we observe. We observe with our minds. Observations are measurements. Measurements transform nothing into something. We make measurements through our language. And we'll be talking about more about language in this training as well. Oops, you don't need to see that yet. Nor do you need to see that. Yikes. You don't need to see that yet. I believe what you say. Elvis has been unchained. So, let's turn to page 212 in our manual. And here's the first exercise. Client's going to give the presenting problem. You are going to say, how is this a problem now? Chunking up to the basic presupposition, the most basic presupposition. Then you're going to structure your response as a question. You're going to presuppose the solution in the question. Okay, when the client comes back, you're going to associate them to the problem by restating the problem exactly how they said that. Now, you may want to make a little note there where it says associate problem. Restate the problem exactly how they said it. So you could make a little note that says that there. Restate the problem in the client's exact words. So when they state the problem, you're going to write it down word for word. Yeah. Then you're going to dissociate the problem. That's where you're going to dissociate the problem and associate resources is where you're actually going to deliver your pattern. Then you're going to bring the presuppositions into consciousness, which means restating the problem, and you're going to ask the question. Now you're going to notice that the client may, you're going to watch them and you're going to watch what happens to their, and you're going to wait for them to integrate. If you do this process right, you will probably confuse the heck out of the client. The client at some point will go, shh. You'll fry their circuits and they'll go, what? And if you do that, if you get that kind of response, you know you did the process right.